Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mitch Lawrence of Forbes and NBA Radio joins us on the bench. Hey, Mitch, how you doing, brother?
Hey, man, Scott, I'm doing great. How are you? We got the last night of the regular season here, and we're all ready for the playoffs.
What did you think of Dwayne Wade's performance last night, 30 in his final home game, and then tonight a 25-11-10 triple-double?
Yeah, he went out great. He went out on top. He's going to get a statue. Better get a statue down there one day. Let's all remember that Pat Riley wanted to draft Chris Kaman real bad with that pick. And then he had to be convinced that Dwayne Wade was going to be the better player. So Wade goes out. You saw who was in Brooklyn tonight, right? He had the whole Banana Bro crew.
Right.
LeBron was there, Melo, Chris Paul. It was a scene after the game. I'd never seen a net game after the game like that. We had all these people on the court. It was crazy, right?
Yeah, I saw him out there all giving him love. I mean, this guy's been on a tour de jour. I mean, just absolutely all year, after every game, doing the whole jersey swap thing and
yeah.
Everything. What did you think of so the Pistons just throttled the Knicks tonight to get that last playoff spot?
Yeah, well, you know what? They're in the playoffs, but the bad news is Blake Griffin's had this knee thing going on for a while now, and who knows what his situation is going to be. They're going to play Milwaukee. That should be a quick series for the Bucks, especially if Griffin doesn't play. I mean, it's great for Detroit fans. They're finally back in. They got something to cheer for. But to have your best player out, the guy who carried you there, and let's face it, you probably won't have much of an impact at all. And, he's going to have to play against the best team in the East with probably the guy who's going to be the MVP. Tough night. It's a tough series for Detroit. It's a good thing they're in, but that's tough for them, obviously.
I got to tell you, the Magic are in as well, and they beat the Hornets tonight in Charlotte, and that's a tough team. I mean, I understand. I get it. Only the top half of that Eastern Conference is moving on. None of these lower teams are going to do anything. But that team, they're pretty tough.
Yeah, and that's another – that's a good point. And you know what? I mean, Toronto now, we all know what it – this whole deal for Toronto is all about somehow trying to get Kawhi to stay there, which means they got to get to the finals probably. I still think he's leaving, but Toronto's going to be way too tough for Orlando. But good job by Orlando getting in the playoffs. They didn't even get anything out of their number one pick overall, right? Mo Bamba, he didn't do anything for them. But they make the playoffs. That's good. But you know what, Scotty, the bottom of the East, I mean – What's the teams are winning 41 games. Out west, you got to win 47, 48 games to make the playoffs. The East is still not very good when it comes to that lower couple of teams.
Would you rather, Mitch Lawrence with us, get Kemba Walker or Kyrie? If you're the Knicks.
I'd rather get Kyrie, and I'll tell you why. Kemba's real good, don't get me wrong, but Kyrie is a special offensive talent. He can close playoff games. We haven't seen Kemba a lot in the postseason, right? So, I mean, he's bigger. I just think he's bigger and he's better. And I don't know if Kemba's played his last game in Charlotte. There's all this talk that he might be with the Lakers. Who knows? But you know what? As long as Kyrie's knee is okay, I'm taking Kyrie.
All right. So are you willing to believe at this point that Durant and Kyrie are going to actually do this and come to New York and play together? Do you really buy that?
I'm buying more Durant than Kyrie. There's all this smoke blowing about Durant, and it sounds like he's coming to New York. Now, who knows? I mean, his guy, Rich Kleiman, his business guy, whatever, his agent, whatever he is, he's telling people he's going to come, but it's obviously up to Durant. And as for Kyrie, I mean, look, a lot could depend on what happens with the Celtics in the playoffs. How about that little or that big – big hammer that job they took tonight, learning that Marcus Smart's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. That does not help their cause, even against Indiana. That could be a very, very tough series. I mean, how far is Boston going to go without Marcus Smart, who really gives them that edge, that nastiness? So we'll see how far Kyrie takes them. I just don't know if he'll come into New York. I mean, he could stay in Boston, still be on in a better situation, be the number one guy there. But it sounds like the Knicks somehow could wind up. And this would be, just imagine. The Knicks have done nothing right for 20 years, and they could end up with Kevin Durant. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it, that he would actually roll the dice and come to New York? But I guess, you know, sometimes people do stupid things. I wouldn't do it if I were him.
I would rather that they got lucky and got Zion Williamson in the lottery than care about that. If they get Durant, great, but I would rather get that that Zion kid.
Yeah.
Do you think Brooklyn can give Embiid and Philly anything at all in the playoffs based on how good they've been?
Well, first of all, Embiid has missed a ton of time over the last, you know, since the All-Star break because of his knee. And I guess Elton Brand was saying earlier tonight he doesn't know how, you know, he'll answer the bell, but how effective he'll be in the playoffs, who knows? I mean, if Embiid is healthy and if Embiid is right, he could average 35 and 20 against the Nets. They have nobody to stop him, but you know what? I don't know if he could do that. I think the Nets are going to give Philly some fits. Obviously, Philly's got a tremendous, you know, they've got guys who start who have playoff experience. But don't put anything past the Nets. They're going to play hard. They'll bring it to them. I just don't know. They might be. They're not a very big team. And when it comes to playoff experience, they don't have a lot at all. And they're a little small, too. But if Embiid is not able to really be effective in that series, that could be very interesting.
Yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't be effective. If there's no one that can stop him, that means he's going to be effective. Do you believe...
on his knee.
Tell me about, I think even if his knee's, you know, 75%, he'd still light him up. Golden State, tell me about what you think of Curry's ankle roll last night and how that impacts them.
Pretty scary. Although, you know, the word is he'll be okay. I guess they drew the Clippers, right? They're going to get the Clippers in the first round, which is what everybody says they wanted, more than obviously Oklahoma City with Paul George and Russell Westbrook. I mean, look, that looks like it's shaping up as a good series. I think from what I'm hearing and what everybody's thinking, it's not a big deal for Curry. He should be fine. So we'll see what happens when he takes the court for the first game. But you know what? If Golden State is right and everybody's healthy and their heads are on straight and they're not getting technicals and ejections, which they shouldn't at this point in the season, they're still going to beat everybody.
So tell me, Mitch Lawrence with us, NBA Radio, Forbes Sporting News. Tell me what is going on with Magic Johnson. Like, we all know he quit. We all know today that Pelinka is going to stay. We all know that he could have fired Luke but didn't. But what we're hearing, all these rumors and leaks about, like, problems in the front office, that there was some shenanigans going on. Is that all going to come to a head? Is a story going to come out that's going to make him look bad? Or I'm not sure I'm buying this whole I just want to have fun Cyndi Lauper BS.
Well, you know, during the season, what you heard was that there were three factions at work here. There was the Luke, Jeannie Buss faction, Jeannie Buss and Luke Walton. There was Magic and Pelinka, though they apparently had some problems too, because Magic, you know, Magic wasn't working. He wasn't doing what he needed to do to be a successful basketball executive. He didn't embrace that. He didn't, you know, roll up his sleeves and get to work. And then you had the LeBron, Rich Paul, clutch whole deal. And those guys were on different pages at different times of the year. So it's a total mess. It's a circus out there. And actually, if you think, you know, the fact that Magic wasn't a good basketball executive, this gives Jeannie Buss a chance to actually make a positive move in that direction, whether it's a David Griffin or, you know, somebody else who could help her out. But, you know, I'm sure we're going to find out a lot about how Magic didn't work hard, how Magic didn't do what was necessary, how Magic, you know, we're going to find out, I'm sure. This is natural that leaks are going to happen, and we'll find out what everybody will see as his foibles and his flaws. And nobody's going to be surprised because basically, I mean, you had Phil Jackson, who wasn't much of a basketball executive. He didn't put in the work, and it sounds like Magic was the same deal out in L.A.
I think everybody actually is afraid of Magic Johnson and afraid to say anything bad about him for fear that it'll hurt them.
You know, we'll see about that. I mean, some guys are afraid in the media to criticize people because they're worried about the access stuff. That's why sometimes LeBron gets treated with kid gloves. But you know what? And Magic, it won't matter to Magic because he's off now. Now he can go and tweet and he can work with Ben Simmons and he can congratulate Dwayne Wade. And, you know, my big concern if I'm a Laker fan, Scott, is who is Jeannie Buss going to hire? Because if you look at the basketball executives who've led that team in the past, it's mostly been former Laker players, right?
Right.
I mean, it's been Jerry West or Mitch Kupchak or Magic Johnson. I mean, what is she going to do? I don't know if she's going to hire the right person. Can you trust Jeannie Buss to hire the right person? I don't know if you can.
I got, respectfully, 45 seconds. Is Jerry West at 80 the option that they're looking at, you believe?
I don't believe they are. She didn't look at him in the past, and that grated on Jerry West. He was not happy that he wasn't brought back into the fold, my understanding, whether that at that point he was with Golden State or now he's with the Clippers. Would he go back there? Who knows? I mean, anything's possible. But, you know, he wanted to get back there in the past, and they did not bring him back, so that chafed at him.
All right, Mitch, great stuff, man. We'll talk through the playoffs. I'm excited for the postseason. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight.
All right, me too. Talk to you later, man. Bye-bye.
All right, Mitch Lawrence of NBA Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.